Good morning. I'm joined by Carolyn Farley. She is the operations manager for Iowa Works. And in this pandemic era, we have found lots of ways to do our jobs or to find ways to find jobs in whatever way we can and do it socially correct or socially distanced. And one of those ways that they have been doing here in eastern Iowa is to do drive-through job fairs. Well, there is one coming up Wednesday. That is Wednesday, 10 to 2, tomorrow, 10 to 2, at the Baxter Sports Complex parking lot down in Fort Madison. Now, that is at 909 48th Street. And we're going to find out from Carolyn exactly how it works and exactly what people need to do. Carolyn, good morning.
Good morning. So it's really just as simple as it sounds. It's driving through, picking up a packet of information regarding some amazing opportunities that we have here in the area for employment, and then just driving back out again. One twist that we have on this particular job fair is we do have 9 different businesses who have elected to have a tent in the parking lot, so that they are able to talk in person with people who are interested in finding employment, still maintaining a socially distanced and contact-free environment. So our job seekers really have 2 options tomorrow. They can drive through, pick up a packet of information. We have around 30 employers who are participating, and or they can stop and they can visit in person with some employers.
So it's a win-win for a lot of people. Now, the job market in general, obviously, when everything got shut down and the pandemic, back in March, things were pretty slow, were they not?
That's true. They really were. We have seen unprecedented levels of unemployment, that started in the spring. But things are really starting to come back now, and we're finding that our businesses really just need good, qualified folks to come and work for them. So this is a great opportunity for folks tomorrow.
What are you seeing? What type of jobs are you seeing and the things that are popping up in general?
To be honest, tomorrow at the job fair, we have manufacturing, healthcare, retail. We have lots of different things highlighted tomorrow. So really, there's something for everyone.
I would think that a lot of temporary jobs would also be available with the holiday season coming in. Is that correct?
That is true. Yes, we do have, in fact, some temporary holiday type positions that will be highlighted in our packets tomorrow as well.
All right. Well, again, they don't need to do anything except come out. Should they bring a resume with them? Should they have all their stuff with them? If you're going to have a tent and they want to talk to somebody, they probably should have something with them, right?
I would. I would bring a resume and just be prepared with, a quick elevator pitch to kind of highlight your skills if you're planning to visit with those employers who have the tents. If you're a person who just wants to drive through and grab the information, you don't need to bring anything except yourself.
All right. But I guess if you do want to visit the tents, I would say masks are strongly encouraged. Is that safe?
Absolutely. Yes, we would encourage them. They're not required because we're going to be outside and we will maintain social distancing. But yes, they're certainly encouraged.
All right. Now, this is a job fair that you've got going on. Again, it's 10 to 2, Baxter Sports Complex parking lot, 909 48th Street in Fort Madison. And again, just simply drive on down. And if you do want to visit with somebody, bring what you think you need. But are you looking at doing more of these, Carolyn? Is that right?
Absolutely. So we hope to have a phenomenal turnout tomorrow. And then we would like to put on more in our neighboring counties.
All right. Well, Carolyn Farley, the operations manager for Iowa Works, how big of an area do you cover, or does your office cover?
Our office covers our 4-county area in southeast Iowa, so Lee, Henry, Des Moines, and Loisa counties.
Fantastic. Hey, Carolyn, thank you so much for joining me. Good luck tomorrow, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. 733 at KBUR. Again, that is 10 to 2, the Baxter Sports Complex parking lot, 909 48th Street in Fort Madison. And again, thanks to Carolyn for joining me today.
Tom Courtney raised his hand and swore an oath when he served his country in the Air Force and his community on the school board and in the legislature, helping pass middle-class tax cuts, wage increases.